Kings of Macedonia. Polygamy in Macedonia. Now, we're at the point where we're getting ready to deal with the life of Philip. So we have to deal with his father a little bit here. Amestasis III, remember, was at war with various people, particularly the Illyrians, and had been aided by Thessalians. And, you know, the Illyrians were really more interested in plunder and extortion than permanent occupation. So Amestasis did not have to drive them out. A man named Argeas may have exploited the king's flight to seize the throne for himself, but according to Diodorus, some of his sources claim the man ruled for 2 years, but the whole episode is obscure and hard to interpret. A decade later, there was another major Illyrian attack, and this was soon followed by hostility from some of the Greek communities in Chalcedon, the triple-pronged peninsula on the east. These latter were led by Olynthus, a city-state that Amestasis III had tried to appease in the past. Once again, the king was forced to flee, and this time it took aid from Sparta to restore him in 382 BCE. And it's hard to know how much of Macedonia Amestasis actually controlled during his reign. The heartland of the kingdom was Lower Macedonia, the rich plains north of Mount Olympus and around the Thermatic Gulf on the Aegean coast. This was good farming country with a more settled population dwelling in towns and villages. Most important were the old royal center at Age, the place of goats, modern-day Virginia, and even larger city of Pella, which had grown in size and importance under Archelaus I. Lower Macedonia was encircled by mountains. Upper Macedonia lay beyond, also enclosed by mountain ranges crossed only by a few passes. Population was still predominantly pastoralist and was divided into several independent-minded regions. These local kings never appear to have challenged the Argeds for the rule of all of Macedonia, but staunchly resisted central control and were willing to fight to maintain their independence, even allying with the Illyrians and other neighbors, such as the Mosylians of Epirus to the west. The stronger Argeid kings imposed their will on most or all of Upper Macedonia. Weaker kings, like Amestasis III, had to do their best to conciliate and persuade. Amestasis III had at least 2 wives. As far as we can tell, he was married to both women simultaneously rather than in succession. Now, polygamy was alien and repellent to most Greeks, or at least to educated Athenian males, who overwhelmingly shape what we like to consider to be Greek opinion. Taking more than one wife was seen as barbaric, as indeed was monarchy itself. In the Greek world, polygamy was the mark of a tyrant, who was expected to be a sexual predator and generally immoral and cruel, all of which would later be said of Philip by critics in Athens. Foreign monarchs, notably the King of Kings in Persia, tended to be polygamous, reinforcing the sense that there was something foreign and inherently wrong. The Athenians were uncomfortable with the idea of queens having any political influence at all, so having more than one queen at a time, all of them vying for power, was especially sinister. Now, our best evidence of Macedonian polygamy actually comes from Philip himself. He took 7, or possibly 8 wives. His father's 2 wives and the sheer quantity of Argeids suggest that this was an established tradition, since otherwise our sources would surely have criticized Philip for what they would have seen as so distasteful an innovation. There is no direct evidence of polygamy amongst Macedonians in general, so it may have been exclusive to the leadership of the Argeids, and more probably the sole right of the ruling king. One result was that there were often plenty of potential kings, some willing to challenge the incumbent. As we have seen, most Macedonian kings died violent deaths, usually at the hands of someone close to them. The same was true of other Argeids. They were killed because they had, or was feared, seek kingship. Now the sources for this, the Politics by Aristotle, the Histories by Herodotus, Histories, 12 volumes, by Diodorus Siculus, Peloponnesian War by Thucydides, and The Lives by Plutarch. Philip and Alexander, Kings and Conquerors by Goldsworthy. History of Macedonia, Volume 1 and Volume 2 by Hammond. In the Shadow of Olympus, The Emergence of Macedonia by Borgia. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.